You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Friday night, we went out and we were sitting at the bar of a restaurant. And we noticed some people sitting to our left because we were on the corner there. Those people left, it was a nice couple. And they had a big box in front of them that had a ribbon and a bow on it. So it was quite obviously a birthday present for somebody.
Oh.
And it turned out it was. It was a birthday present for a friend who was going to be joining them. First of all, Jeremy, side note, I don't think anybody wants to go out, especially to a bar at a restaurant, and have to carry around a gift.
Thank you. So, that's immediately what I thought of. One, I don't want to show up to a bar with a gift for anyone. And if they're there to see me because of a special occasion, please don't bring a gift for me. I don't want that there. I'm not going to open that in front
almost,
of everybody.
It's almost selfish in a way because you only have to walk in with it and then you get rid of it.
And then it's a burden.
And then the other person has to hang on to it and carry it around. And
then you look like an idiot opening it up in front of everybody in the bar. And say,
oh, my God, you shouldn't have.
Oh, don't do that to me.
Yeah, just, hey, this is why we love shipping and delivery, my friends.
Yes.
You just go online, order it, and
that's
have it delivered to their house.
Thing.
Either that or it's just somebody who wants all the world to see that they are a gift giver.
Here we go.
Which crossed my mind because some other people showed up for this little outing and none of them brought gifts.
Right.
Smart. But there was the one lady with the big box with the ribbon around it. So we were talking to her. I said, hey, open that up. Let me see what it is. Because it wasn't wrapped with wrapping paper. It just had the bow thing around it. I was like, slide that off.
Pinterest.
Let me see it.
Yeah.
And she said, no.
Oh.
I said, well, what is it? And she goes, it's a special piece of artwork for my friend's house. It's chain links.
Chain
Do you know
links.
About this?
Like a fence? Like a chain link fence?
No, so you have to imagine a chain. Just imagine in your mind a chain and the various links in the chain, all right?
Yeah.
Now imagine that supersize so that each link was probably, because I finally saw it when it was opened when the friend got there. Each link was maybe about 5 or 6 inches long.
Oh, and then you maybe have like 5 or 6 links. And you leave it on
this was
table
like,
or something.
This was only like 3 or 4 links.
I've
and it was
seen
made out
these.
Of plaster.
Yeah, I've seen these.
And
do they represent something? Is there meaning behind this?
Yeah, it means you are chained to this gift for the rest of the night.
Yeah, right.
You can't escape lugging this box around with you wherever you go tonight.
I mean, it just is it like our friendship is chained together or...
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be some symbolism. But I've seen these things.
Have you? Okay, I hadn't.
They're ugly. They're stupid.
Well, I didn't understand it
personally. If you have them, but...
And I did, because again, we were sitting there and we had struck up conversation with these people who, other than the aggressive gift giving, as Gretchen called it, were very nice people. I wouldn't mind hanging out with them as long as she doesn't ever bring me a gift. But I watched her face when the friend got there and was like, oh my God, open the present. Oh, thank you. This is...
A chain.
The face on the lady who gave the gift was beaming because she was so happy about it. But the face of the lady who got it was total confusion that she had no idea. Am I supposed to thank her for getting me a chain, a plaster chain? And now do I have to display that in my house? Especially
sure as heck you
is
do.
It the thing where you keep it in a closet until the friend is coming over and then you got to get it out? And...
Hey, where's that chain I gave you?
Anyway,
donated.
The reason I bring all this up is because the gift giver had told us, she said multiple times, I'm a great gift giver. I am a great gift giver. And I have heard other people say this. So my question is, and for the panel and for the listeners is, what makes a great gift giver?
Yeah, that's a mighty bold pronouncement.
That's what I thought.
I mean, I don't know how she came about that title. I mean, has she given gifts and then the gift receiver has been like, oh my God, this is fantastic. You know me. You are the greatest gift giver.
Mm-hmm.
Or is this just self-proclaimed? See, I think it's the total opposite, that she kind of forces people to believe that she's a good gift giver by saying she's a good gift giver when in reality she's a bad gift giver. So if you announce that, you know, people kind of go along with it. Yes, yes, you are.
Well, when we were driving home, Gretchen referred to her as an aggressive gift giver. And I thought that pretty much sums it up.
Take this. Take it and love it.
Well, aggressive in that you have announced that you're really good at it. Secondly, you make a big show of it. Thirdly, it's really more about you than it is the person who's getting the gift. And I was like, she's right there. I have, when I look back, I have known aggressive gift givers. They're also the ones who, if you got a gathering of friends, and I've had this happen before, they out of the blue will bring a gift for everybody there. And no one else has brought anything. And you feel like a turd, right? Because this person brought you a gift
for
whatever
reason.
That's a
person just buying friendships is what that person is doing. That's a weird thing. Yeah, of course it is. That's a weird... Just out of the blue, they handed out gifts for everybody?
I have been in that situation before with groups of people where we had like six or eight people get together and one person brought a gift for everybody and said, oh, I just... Because we always have such fun together. Here, this is for you and this is for you and this is for you.
But I didn't get you
anything. That's aggressive
gift
giving. Yeah.
It is. It is. Take this trinket. Love me.
Worship
me.
We have psychologists who listen to our show. I would love it if they would either write in or call in and explain. I think we can all figure out what it is, what it's all about.
It's attention. It's straight up attention.
You
said it a few minutes ago. It's not about the person receiving the gift. It's the person giving it.
I think
it's the spectacle of it.
It's probably an insecurity, isn't it?
It is. And
listen to us being pop psychologists here on the radio. Lady just did a nice thing. She showed up at the bar with a birthday gift for her friend.
Yeah, it's a superiority complex.
Right. You and I are tearing it apart. What does the psychology say about us?
No, we're spot on because nobody else brought that person a gift. She was the only one. All the attention was on her because she brought a gift. She made a production out of it. It was a big deal. It was something that was given to make the gift receiver feel stupid because they had never heard of chain link decorations before. And the gift giver was like, oh my God, these are all the rage. Everybody has them. You've never heard of them? I'm so popular. I'm so hooked into Pinterest and Etsy. And now I got these for you. And now you can be popular. That's what it was. It's a way to make you feel stupid.
You know, it's as if you were sitting right there with us. Because that is...
You're lucky you and I don't go out for drinks a lot. I mean...